Welcome to the Mike and Abe Show, and I finally have Mike on the line. It only took me 2 weeks to get him.
Here I am, green eggs and ham, checking in. I've been very busy. The reason, in my ever-slim defense, is that it's very busy for the taxi business, and I keep hearing all these sob stories about the business is horrible, and we can't pay the owners to rent their medallions, and everybody's crying about money. Listen, I'm driving. I'm out there. It's been a pronounced difference in business. The one thing we need is a fare increase, because we keep getting these jobs to the middle of nowhere where we're losing money, and there should be something to compensate the drivers for cab rides into the middle of nowhere when there's nobody else coming back, because there's thousands of green cars and Uber cars and gypsy cabs, and they flooded the borough streets with cars. So we're making half the money to go out to the boroughs from Manhattan. So we really have to adjust the fare. Uh-huh. We have to adjust the fare on that.
Well, I definitely agree with you on that. Let me say this. There's been some good news in the news, all right?
Good news.
Number one, 1,000 Uber drivers have signed a petition asking the TLC to let them turn their Toyota Camrys into yellow cabs and lease medallions.
Uh-huh. Well, what about the guys who have been forced to buy new cars, who have been forced to buy WAVE wheelchair accessible vehicles, have been forced to replace vehicles on their when they're quote too old? Now they're going to say the Uber drivers who basically double cross us and try to put us out of business with Uber, in my opinion. Now all they got to do is paint their Uber car yellow and come back. Is that what they're saying?
No, they're asking permission to do that.
Well, the TLC should say, no, sorry, you got to stay with Uber, go out of business and go bankrupt. Goodbye. That's my opinion.
Well, I think what they should be allowed to do is trade in their Camrys for either the taxi of tomorrow or the taxi of tomorrow WAVE vehicle.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like if we, who have been doing everything the right way since the inception of this Uber nonsense, and that's all it is, it's being exposed as nonsense. You know what they can also do? They can also sell their cars to a new sucker who wants to drive with Uber. Uber's blasting the airwaves with drivers wanted. It's like, okay, buy this car. And like you said, they should go out and have to buy a brand new wheelchair-accessible vehicle or a Prius or one of these TLC-approved cars. But in their wisdom, you know, these aren't exactly rocket scientists we're probably dealing with either, these Uber guys. I mean, honest to God, right. Just the business they jumped into from this shows that they might be a couple of fries short of a Happy Meal. And now they're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to come home. I just want to paint my car yellow. Well, freak you. Ridiculous. What? Sign a petition. Get out of here.
Well, you know, let's look at the positive sign of this. And that is that, you know, look, these guys got sucked in. You know, anybody could get sucked into something.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, no human being is perfect, and only a small percent of human beings recognize that a deal is bad before they get into it. If it's painted to look good,
right?
Okay. I mean, you know, you could paint your house, you know, a nice bright color and sell it, and then when they go inside, they find mice.
Well, they won't find mice here because they got three cats. So that's another story.
Well, not your house.
Good.
I mean, but
no, Mike.
I'm talking.
Yeah.
You know, I'm using an analogy here. You know, Uber painted the house to look like gold, and when they stepped inside, they found excrement.
Well, I mean, that's business. But I mean, then again, for them to have the delusion that they can just say, "I don't want to do this anymore. We want to come back to the yellow and just paint our cars yellow from black." I mean, how do we know these cars are taxi vehicles? I mean, these guys, they're getting screwed. I mean, I even looked online, and there was some article that said the value of Uber is down 8%. Like this big, you know, $40 billion, $60 billion. And then the people who were in the late investors, they're saying, like, well, when are we going to go public? Because I didn't invest in this just to, like, you know, brag to my friends. When are we going to go public and make some money? And the silence has been deafening from Uber. So there's a big problem with the Uber game plan. And these cabbies, I think the work is drying up also, because a lot of these Uber drivers are wacky. The people get in my cab, and you can tell who they are. The passengers who are coming back, they're very snippy, they're very spoiled. They want to chisel you on the meter. Why are you doing this? Blah, blah. They're the Uber people coming back to the yellow cabs. And that was the only good thing, in my opinion, about Uber, is they got rid of these knucklehead passengers who are very snippy. But now they hate Uber and they're coming back. So God help us.
Well, we always had knucklehead passengers, you know. I mean, it goes with the show. You know, it's part of the game. Yeah. You know, you got to take the good with the bad. I mean, it never bothered me to have a knucklehead passenger.
It bothered me. And like I said, they're coming back. It's ironic because the Uber drivers are coming back, and the real, the pains in the ass. I'm sorry, it's a family show, but the pizzas, pains in the ass, are coming back.
Look, Mike, you know, the thing is that you know, the markets have been frozen for medallion sales, okay? Yeah. The owners are getting screwed on their income, okay? Yeah. And this is really a good sign, you know, in the positive direction, you know, that, you know, regardless of what you say about knuckleheads and Uber guys deserve it and all of this, and actually they do deserve it, okay?
They deserve each other.
But,
yeah.
You know, but the owners didn't deserve the beating they took.
Well, the owners, I think a lot of it, especially the retired guys like you, a lot of retired medallion owners were a victim of a sneak attack. Nobody saw this coming. The only people, maybe a handful of people at City Hall, knew where this was going, like a year before it started happening. And there was no warning to the industry or to the medallion owners, like you, for example. If you would have known about all this BS 3, 4, 5 years ago, you could have sold your medallion and put it in 5% a year, correct?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Okay, so if you would have known about this BS 2 years ago, and the taxi commission in the city, which I think is what this lawsuit is about, is they double crossed you. They sucked you into thinking it was a solid investment and 100% guaranteed by the city. Then the city turns around and just all I can say is it's a double cross, and now it's in the court.
Well, look, let's give the city council some credit here, because I think part of this thing where all these Uber drivers suddenly want to escape back to the yellows has a lot to do with the fact that now they have passed legislation that will fine them $2,000 for the first illegal street hail pickup, $4,000 for the second illegal street pickup, and $10,000 in loss of license for the third within 10 years.
Within 10 years? Oh, my God.
Within 10 years. It's
really?
Written into the, it's written right into the legislation. In fact, I posted it today on the message board. Okay.
Holy mackerel! So basically, if a guy does it three times, he loses his car and he can't drive anymore.
Yeah. Well, $2,000 even for the first time is hell to breathe. Right.
Oh man! I mean, I'll tell you, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. And as much as I hate the guys picking up illegally in the streets, that seems like a lot of money. I mean, it should be maybe.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be doing that. They've been doing it forever.
Well, they've been doing it forever.
Okay.
What
did David Yaski do about it when he said when we told him that they've been stealing all our fares in the boroughs? He said, "Well, if they've been stealing all our fares in the boroughs, then we should make it legal."
That's what he said. When did he say this?
Well, yeah, that's what he said. That's how the green cabs got started.
What a knucklehead. And he's out of here. He's totally out. And he's out of the business.
Yeah, he's out of his mind also.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
This is another revolving door with the chair people. And so I didn't know about this rule. This is huge news. Every now and then you give me a diamond to look at in the light. And this rule. Now, what is that rule again for people just tuning in now? Go ahead.
Okay.
From the top.
For anybody on the planet who has a car.
Right.
Okay? If they happen to be in New York City, okay? And this mainly applies to the livery vehicles or the, you know, the FHVs that have been doing this forever.
Right.
Okay? If they're anywhere in New York City and they illegally pick up a street hail, okay?
Uh-huh.
First offense, $2,000.
Second
offense, $4,000. Third offense, within 10 years, $10,000 and loss of license.
Now, this is even a guy with a private car?
Anybody, you know, if I'm riding down the street in my private car, or somebody is riding down the street and see somebody hailing on the street and pulls over and says, "Hey, you want a ride? I'll give you a ride."
Yeah.
Oh. And this is what's been going on. They've been doing it. You know, you talk about FHVs. These people have been doing it with straight plates for other straight plates from other states.
Straight plates from other states. My compliments on saying that. Yes. And I've seen that from out of town. I've seen black SUVs with New York plates, no TLC plates, Pennsylvania plates, Jersey plates. I'm like, what are these guys doing? And what they're doing is they're poaching. They're grabbing people right and left, and I think they're even answering Uber and app calls in the city with Jersey vehicles, with Pennsylvania cars. So they're driving into Manhattan to do this, like premeditated. So I didn't know about this draconian law. That's some heavy-duty law right there. That's like basically saying, forget it, you know.
Let me tell you why this is going to help our business, okay? Yeah. Regardless of what you say about that they don't deserve to be taken back, okay? I met a woman here where, you know, in the southern portion of the United States where I have my bunker, right? Okay.
Oh, let me just be clarification. I'm saying the guys don't deserve to be taken back who just want to paint their cars yellow. The Uber guys who want to come back and just all they want to do is paint their cars yellow from black to go work as a yellow cab. That's what I'm saying. I said that's ridiculous. But go ahead.
Well, I asked this woman. I said, you know, we were talking, and she does shows, you know, commercial shows, you know, like the kind that they have at the Javits Center.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And I asked her, I said, could you make me a promise? And she said, what's that? And I said, I would like you to never go get into an Uber car when you're coming out of the Javits Center.
Uh-huh.
Okay, she says, well, you know, I come out of there sometimes and I have no choice. I don't see any yellow cabs, she said,
yeah.
You know, and I said, so walk over to 10th Avenue. She said, I can't. I have bags. I have luggage. I have things to carry, you know, and they pull up to you in the livery cars and they offer you rides, you know, and it's raining and I have no other choice. Well, this is what I'm talking about. The reason for this is these guys are out there with their Uber cars, not getting any work from Uber, and they're struggling to make a living to pay for their high-end vehicles, right?
Good,
so what choice do they have? What choice do they have but to steal our business? There should be yellow cabs there.
Right. Well,
right? This goes back to before Uber, okay?
Mm. Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, I just want to say, I'm not heartbroken that these guys are going out of business because they were stealing from us on the app thing. They were stealing from the passengers by rigging the app game where they'd all go offline, wait for the surge price again, then they'd hammer the passengers. So these are the guys who I think are probably the last people on the earth who should be helped out. All right, now I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying a few of them just shouldn't be in the business, and for them to roll out the red carpet for these guys, so all they have to do is paint their car yellow to start driving a cab now. No, I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. The end.
Okay, well, Mike, at least you know there are medallions sitting on the shelf. Okay,
yeah.
We had 13,200 something medallions, right? And I believe maybe 10 or 15% of those medallions are not being worked.
Well, let me ask you
okay?
this. If the taxi commission wanted to get more drivers on the road, why don't they give us a fare increase? All this stuff about we need more drivers. No, we need a fare increase. You get a fare increase and a decent wage for cab drivers, they'll come back. We don't have to paint cars yellow and do all this mumbo-jumbo. Why is the taxi commission not giving us a fare increase? And I'll tell you why. Because we have these weirdos rallying against a fare increase who aren't even cab drivers. They're almost like competitors are trying to keep our fare down to force people into their cars. So if they really want to get cab drivers back, pay the cab drivers. Why is that so complicated? Damn.
I don't know, but it certainly would help, Mike, if you could take a trip over to, what is it, Beaver Street where they are?
Yeah.
go up and ask to talk to the chairman in charge, and express some of your opinions in person.
I might just do that. Well, there's a meeting coming up with these crazy rules.
You're talking about the sexual rules.
Yeah, I mean they make these weird rules, and I apologize to the audience listening. This is not a hoax. This is not like something we're making up for a bit on the show. But they want to pass a law that's been written about preventing cab drivers and their passengers from ejaculating into the cab. What kind of nut writes a law for the taxi commission to prevent people from ejaculating in a cab? I mean, obviously we don't want people ejaculating in cabs, but for them to sit down at a board of people in the legal department and use that word, and also they want to say like a cab driver can't even compliment a woman on her dress. You can't even say a woman, hey, you look great today. Oh, I like your hair. Oh, I like your dress. They're making that illegal.
I know, but I believe this will all end up in court. And it'll be argued against freedom of speech, okay?
Yeah. Well,
all right. I think you're going a little bit too far, in telling people what they could talk about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I know a lot of drivers who have responded to the advances from the females or whoever gets in the car. And it's consensual. I mean, you get people who go out to dinner. Cabby meets a nice young lady. He'll go out to dinner. They might go on a date. They'll trade phone numbers. The taxi commission wants to say you can't even talk to these people. You can't even compliment a woman or a guy. Say, hey, it's a great suit. Hey, it's a nice dress. They want to make that illegal. They're crazy. Who are these people?
Well, I think it'll be very interesting to see some of the legal opinions that show up at that meeting.
Well,
okay.
it'd be interesting to see if somebody gets off their rear end and starts doing something, because I get the feeling sometimes there's me, there's the Taxi Dave guy, there's a couple other people doing stuff in the business. What is everybody else doing? I mean, where are the leaders, the young Turks? Where are the young bucks who are going to save this business? You got a lot of people they don't do anything. I mean, and then left to their own devices, this is the thanks we get. The TLC accepting a petition so Uber drivers can paint cars, and passing laws that say cab drivers can't talk to people. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, I want to say something, you know, not that there's anything wrong with it, you know, that people are gay, okay?
Yeah.
But I've had gay men get into my taxi over the years many times.
Yeah.
Not once, not twice, okay? I'm talking about every so often, okay,
yeah.
and start going down on each other in the taxi.
Oh, man.
Okay, and I've stopped them. I've asked them to please stop that.
Oh, yeah?
You know, why? Because I didn't want any ejaculation on my petition.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they're, you know, that's a pretty good shot.
Okay, I mean, yeah, well, you know, I mean, you know, who addresses that? You know, I mean... You know, they don't want the driver participating in any sexual behavior with their passengers, which is understandable, okay? Let alone, you know, whether or not what they converse about is another thing, you know? I mean, that goes into the freedom of speech.
Sure.
But even men and women get into the taxi and sometimes start having sex.
Oh, yeah.
While you're driving.
Uh-huh.
While you're driving, okay? You know, don't tell me that doesn't happen, because it's happened with me many times.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? I remember one time this woman climbed right on top of the guy, and they were going at it.
Really?
Right? And I just turned up the music,
uh-huh.
You know? And I figured I'd make it a good time for them, at least, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, do they understand that people do these things freely, you know?
Well, the other thing is, with this so-called cab of the future, a lot of people like to fool around in the van cabs. Like, was it the MV200?
Yeah.
There's a lot of room back there, and the hotels are $600 a night. So lucky us, we're kind of like the short-stay hot sheet motel now with these vans. And I don't know, maybe they've been getting a lot of complaints from people, you know, like the aftermath of a sexual tryst. The next person gets in, and it's disgusting. So, you know,
this is just that, you know, when you know, the TLC is always answers problems with silly solutions. Okay. Yeah. For example, you know, back in the 1990s, we weren't required to have partitions.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Up until a point where there were a lot of robberies and assaults and murders or whatever, you know, of drivers, and the drivers were crying out to the TLC to help us.
Right.
And their answer was to put the partitions in the cabs.
Right.
To mandate that if you're an owner, you must have a partition in your cab if you're hiring other drivers.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's how that got started. It was around 1992, 1993.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I recall, all right?
Right.
And, here is, like they say, a solution waiting for a problem.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I mean, yes, there have been a lot of complaints lately, and it's not just yellow taxis. It's all for-hire vehicles, okay,
uh-huh.
of sexual assaults. And they call a sexual assault, you know, I mean, what degree is a sexual assault? If a woman falls asleep in the backseat drunk and you have to go around and shake her shoulder to wake her up,
right.
Is that a sexual assault?
Yeah. Well
according to their definition of this, you can't put your hands on them.
No, I've had
so what are you supposed to do?
A few times I had to call the cops because back in the days you could say, hey, wake up and just like shake them. But now everybody wants to sue you. So you had to call the police, you know.
Well, then who's paying you for that time and, you know, to do that?
Nobody. That's who's paying me. It's
right.
You know.
Well, you know, Uber would charge them a sexual, not a sexual, but a fall asleep charge.
Uh-huh.
Right? Whatever.
Right.
I mean, how many times have you had people fall asleep in the back of your taxi?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm on the night shift, so it happens a lot. You know, and it's just very annoying.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
You know, you could drive them to Brooklyn, you know, I mean, or whatever. You could drive them to Coney Island or Bay Ridge or something, you know, and you get there and they're fast asleep, right?
Uh-huh.
And one thing I used to do, is just so I wouldn't have to wake them, is short stop for a second and you know, like boom, bang on the brakes, and then suddenly they shake and they go, and they wake up and they go, where am I? Where am I?
Uh-huh.
And I tell them, you're home. That's where you are.
Well,
you're in a taxi cab.
Yeah, I'll tell you the other thing now.
How did I get here?
Right.
How did I get here? You got in. You hailed me on 43rd and 9th.
Yeah, I remember one time I was on the 34th Street, like right about where you get on the drive, like eastbound on 34th Street. So there's a cab on my left, and it's like a lady slumped over. Then all of a sudden, he just wheels it like to go like a U-turn the other way. And then I hear this. And it was the drunk lady in the back who didn't know what was happening, but he just like whipped the U-turn to wake her up, and then she stopped screaming. You see her pay the guy and leave. And I was like, man, that's a gangster move right there. But these people,
yeah, well,
we have a lot of crazy people, and I think the other thing they're doing is, I don't know what it's not so much the young kids. They're doing this Special K crap, and they're doing ecstasy, and they're doing all this like way out drugs now. They're not so much the coke, but they're also doing heroin. But the heroin people fall asleep. But the Special K and the ecstasy, and they're doing all these weird drugs where they're laughing and carrying on, like laughing when there's nothing funny, and just carrying on and being obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten to be a real problem with that. And I urge the cab drivers to go to the TLC, official TLC website, and our website, it's on there. Go to TLC Rule, Driver's Rule 54-20, 54-20 Section B, and it has all the times when you can legally refuse a fare in cabs. Because you have some people right now, you don't have to pick up these drunks. It's in the rule book, and these cab drivers always get into these problems with drunks. The Taxi Commission, God bless them, has in fact said you don't have to pick up drunks on the streets of New York, period. And
Mike, I don't mind picking up drunks. I really don't. I just mind the fact that you're limited in how you can deal with the drunks when they fall asleep in your car.
Well, me, since I drive nights,
okay.
I don't mind picking up some people who have been drinking or having a few drinks, fine. But drunks, I don't have to do it. Why am I going to do it? Why am I going to risk my license and a lawsuit or an accident? For what? Why?
Well, we have a different point of view on this, okay? My feeling is everybody deserves to get home no matter what, okay? As long as they can pay the fare and they don't mess up the car.
Well, that's, okay? You're asking a lot.
Well, you know, perhaps we should have a $200 cleanup fee like Uber has.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Right.
I mean, you know, that, I wouldn't mind that because you could clean up that car for $60 at a car wash.
Yeah.
Right?
And I'll tell you
okay.
something. Yeah, so, you're 100% right. Go ahead.
All right. So that makes it worth the risk.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a $200 cleanup fee, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
That you could demand from the passenger, get a deposit on that before they even enter the car.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Then I don't mind taking drunks. It's just that when they fall asleep in the back in the car, back of the car, you know, why can't I shake them by the shoulder? You know?
Yeah.
Wake up, please. I mean, I have done that many times.
Oh yeah.
Okay? But according to their terminology, you can't put your hand on the person. Okay,
so
what should I do? Walk around, and scream in their ear? What should I do?
Yeah.
Tell me.
I'll tell you.
Okay, call the police. Should I call the police? Why do I have to call the police? You know, should the police have to get involved in this? It seems the only time the police get involved with taxi drivers is to write them bogus summonses.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Why would they want to bother with such idiocy? Okay.
You got me. Can I tell you a little story real quick? I mean, just to what happened to me one time?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. It's right in line with what you're saying. I had a lady who was a waitress dressed in black. She had like a little bit of an accent, but she said something about she's a waitress. She's going from Manhattan to Astoria. Fine. We go over the bridge. I look in the back. She's sleeping. I go, okay. Well, it's like a $20 job. So I was like, okay, she's sleeping. She's breathing. I made sure she's breathing. And she's just snoozing. So I got to Astoria. I think it was like 30th Avenue and like 43rd Street. So I said, okay, we're here. Nothing. Here. Start like, you know, I get out of the car and I shake the car. Like I got out of the car and started like rocking the car to wake her up that way. Not putting my hands on her, but just rocking the car like the shimmy it parked. Still nothing. Nothing. Then I see from across the street, there's like a really hot, looked like a waitress-looking girl and two schlub guys, like, and they were together. So I don't know if they were drinking in her bar or what, but she goes, oh, maybe you can wake her up. I said, no, I don't want to put my hands on her. Then the two guys go, oh, we'll just open the door and give her. I said, no, please, that's okay. And I call the police because the other two guys, they looked real scroungy, like they were up to something, you know? And she had left her, mm-hmm. she had left her purse open on the seat. So, and then the girl's like, okay, well,
right.
maybe you can wake her up. And then the guy, and then I said, okay, that's okay, I got this. They go, maybe, is the window open? And they're asking me to open the window. I'm like, listen, fellas, I just called the police. The police are coming to take care of it, and do you want to stay for that? And they took off, like, yelling fire in a theater. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, they had some bad intentions.
So, but, I mean, just the combination of the hot girl and the two scroungy guys, I'm wondering if they work like a team. In the bars in Astoria, you know what I mean? Looking for stuff like this.
Uh-huh.
And,
well, you don't know what they're up to. If there's a scam, somebody's doing it.
Yeah, and so anyway, the cop didn't come first, but the ambulance came first. They sent an ambulance for it, right? And so the ambulance lady gets in, guy and a girl. She's like, miss. So she opens the door, grabs her by the lapel, and shakes her like a rag doll, saying, miss, wake up! This is the ambulance person, right? So she finally wakes mm-hmm. up, and she goes, what happened? What's going on? I said, you wouldn't wake up. I thought you were like, sick. She goes, what's with that? Then the police come after that. So blah, 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 blah. But eventually she did go. She paid what's on the meter. But this is what goes on. I mean, these people talk about all these little chicken spit things where people accuse us of stuff. Oh, and the other thing, see, now you got me started. It's your fault. First of all, I went from disappearing for 2 weeks. Now you can't shut me up. So I just want to say one more thing.
Right.
They got this crazy rule where some nut can call in 311 and have a phone trial to accuse a cab driver of something, and the cabbies are getting ticketed right and left. I mean, they're not even passengers in the cab. Nobody knows who they are, but the TLC is allowing people to make accusations on the phone against drivers. And how is that legal? I mean, there's all these little things that the TLC has done that are now becoming big things. They're unconstitutional. How can some nut call 311 and accuse a cab driver of something and you don't even see this person, you haven't even checked this person out, you don't know if this guy's calling from Rikers Island or if he's calling from a mental institution, but the DOC tells the driver, okay, we're going to give you a settlement. Instead of going to trial for what this person said, we'll charge you $200 and there's nothing on your record. So the cabbie usually says, okay, because it's a logical decision to do. You don't want to take a chance in front of a judge at the TLC. But there's a lot of stuff going on, and they wonder why the drivers don't drive for the yellow cab anymore. That's why. Oh, and the Uber cars don't have any ID on the outside also. So that's another little thing I've noticed. There's no numbers.
Well, there's nothing. That should be changed.
That should be changed.
Yeah. So let me ask you something. The other day you told me that the word on the street is that a lot of the lease managers are getting overflowed with drivers.
There's a lot of drivers coming back. And all these people, I think now they're just being cute about it. They're like, oh, the business is bad. There's no drivers. So they're playing the no driver card to the hilt when, in fact, the drivers are coming back. So they're trying to do this sob story, in my opinion. So I hope things will turn around. And I'm hoping the Dear Valued Medallion owner letter will start coming in where they bump up the medallion retired medallion owners a few bucks. Because they've been getting hammered with reductions on the medallion rate. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, but, you know, will they have to say Dear Valued Medallion owner when they're raising the rates?
I don't know.
Or will they say, listen, pal, we're giving you some more dough, so please get off our back.
Right. I think what they should do, they should start bumping up the retired medallion guys. Because these guys have been saints as far as being understanding about the whole Uber attack. And now that the drivers are coming back, where's the quid pro quo on saying, okay, well, we are getting a little bit better. We're going to start sending you a little more money. When do those letters go out? I'm just curious.
Soon, I hope. The sooner the better, you know?
The sooner the better, yeah. So we shall see. I mean, I don't know if you're holding your breath over there, but, it would be nice if they could say, listen, let's kick him another $100 a month because it's getting better. I doubt that'll happen. But we'll see.
So what else, Mike? What else we got today?
I don't know. Well, that crazy meeting for TLC with their crazy rules is, I think, scheduled on the 19th?
April 21st.
April 21st. Okay, so that's the real April Fool's Day is April 21st. And I think
so that's a week from this coming Thursday.
A week from this coming Thursday. You got it. Well, I don't know, man. I do not know. It's just
Are you going to show up at this meeting? You always say you're going to show up at these meetings.
No, I have to now because nobody's doing anything. And like I said, right now, I'm going to start going to these meetings again, which I hate doing. But I don't see a lot happening from the driver representatives. We had a couple of high-profile driver representatives back in the days. And I just see everybody keep hammering the cabbies with nonsense rules. So you really have to get a few cab drivers who are driving in there, like driving cab drivers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We shall see, my brother. We shall see. How are you doing down there? How's things?
Oh, everything's fine. You know, it's sunny. It's warm.
Yeah.
You know, what else can I say? This is about New York, though. It's not about me, and it's not about where I am.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Uh-huh.
You know, tell me some more. You know, you've been...
Tell you some more.
You know, give me some more stories.
I was all set to say it was a great show. I went to, like, it's a great show mode. It's still a great show. We're still doing more show?
Are we still... You want to do more show?
No.
Do you have anything else for the...
We covered a lot.
I'm sure we have more.
We should have more, but right now my tank is empty because I think I vented too much too early. So let's end on a high note, and we'll see everybody next week. And we will see everybody next week because we got a lot of stuff to cover.
All right. Well, you know, this should be our time to record every week since we can't seem to, agree, you know. And I've been getting emails from people when you're doing another show.
We did a show
right now.
I've gotten
about 7 or 8 emails.
Well, our little website here, the you're the master chef of the website that you, the founding father. That's you. We're getting up to we've maxed out at about 15,000 views a month, which is crazy. We've tripled the amount of views on our website in the course of a year. And I've done the math, and I just, well, you know, it's amazing.
That's because there's nobody else doing the great job that we're doing.
And I think what I mean.
I say we. It's really me, but you're helping.
Yeah. Well, no, you are the master chef, but I'm doing what I can. But I think it's just the fact that people are starving for information for the taxi business. And the thing with our website is you especially do a very good job of posting stuff daily. And it's such a fluid,
right.
It's such a fluid information that even if a guy, you know, has a monthly publication, there's a lot that happens within the two like bookends of the month, like between the beginning and the end of the month. You have to have a very good website for the cabbies these days, because that's our only hope. Because as soon as
it's very time consuming what I do. Okay,
uh-huh.
All right. I wake up every morning at. Between 5 and 6 a.m., and I try to get stories posted before 9 a.m. Some days I'm a little bit over,
uh-huh.
Okay? Some days I have other things I have to take care of, and they'll be posted later in the day. That's not happening too often, but people should understand that I'm doing this alone.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could only do so much by myself, and what if I take ill? Or something.
Oh no! You're not going to take
get
kill,
it done.
Are you?
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, what if something prevents me from doing the work for a couple of days? Who's going to do it for me? You know, any volunteers out there?
I could try.
Well, like I have to teach you how to do it, Mike.
Yeah, teach me how to
you
do
know,
it.
And I would love for you to make yourself available for me to do that.
I might in the near future get the hang of it. I might have a couple people also. Are like viable, but at the same time, it is what it is. We're doing what we can with the limited amount of resources we have. And the other thing, I want to give a little shout out that, you know, we can put your business on our website. We have promotional services available to anybody listening. And
yes,
you know, we just want to say Abe is a master chef. He can whip up a website for any new businesses out there. And we can put it on our website where we get 15,000 real cab driver views, not only in New York City, but across the world. So that's the good news. And I think with that,
right.
we can contact us at the email, nyctaxinews.com. And there's like a little email also for...
No, nyctaxinews@aol.com.
Okay, we could go there too. And that's it. I guess that's a wrap.
Yeah.
We kind of
that's the contact email.
Yeah.
Okay. NYC Taxi News, all one word, at AOL.com.
Right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
You know, if you're listening to this show, you know how to get to NYCTaxiNews.com.
Obviously.
Because that's the only place it's being heard right now.
Yeah. That was tricky right there. So, but the fact is...
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get it done. But I'm just going to say, I'm very proud of you, Abel, what you cooked up here. And the industry, we've done for pennies on the dollars... What the industry has spent trying to fight Uber, we're for pennies on the dollars, we fought the good fight. And like I said, it shows up in the results that we've tripled our views, and cabbies know who we are. And I've talked to cab drivers at the airport. They go, oh, your voice sounds familiar. I said, what do you mean? Aren't you on the Mike and Abe show? This is true. And I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, I listen to that all the time. So we have people just walking up to me. They hear my big mouth at JFK or what have you. And they recognize me from the Mike and Abe show.
Uh-huh. Your face is hidden, but your voice is not.
That's why I like radio. I can eat whatever I want, you know.
You can wear whatever you want also.
I can what?
You can wear whatever you want on radio.
And I can wear whatever I want. I can eat and wear whatever I want on radio. Radio is an excellent medium, an excellent medium too, because you can do stuff. You can fiddle around the house, and you can make a sandwich, or you can, cut the grass, and the radio's on. So it's very... third millennium with the radio stuff. TV, I mean, you have to physically sit down, and they need your eyes. And it's tough, mm-hmm. It's tough to do these days to sit down and watch TV. I mean, it's very difficult, at least for me, because there's so much other stuff going on now. But,
yeah, you have to wear a suit and tie.
Wear a suit and tie, you get a haircut,
yeah.
It's the whole thing. And
yeah.
You know, and then,
okay, Mike, all right, let's wrap this thing up here, okay?
Yes. So it was a great show. I think we made some good points. And we'll see you guys next week.